The Chinese Foreign Ministry announced today that the 24 members of the crew of a U.S. surveillance plane are being released.
As the U.S. government has already said very sorry to the Chinese people, the Chinese government has, out of humanitarian considerations, decided to allow the crew members to leave China after completing the necessary procedures.
President Bush spoke today at the White House.
I'm pleased to be able to tell the American people that plans are underway to bring home our 24 American servicemen and women from Hainan Island. This morning, the Chinese government assured our American ambassador that the crew would leave promptly. We are working on arrangements to pick them up and to bring them home.
The crew has been detained on the southern Chinese island of Hainan for the past 11 days. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, what further details did the Chinese Foreign Ministry provide on this decision to release the crew?
Well, there's not much detail about the negotiations that went on behind the scenes, but what we do have is a copy of the letter from U.S. Ambassador Joseph Prier. And in it, he expresses his sincere regret at the death. It's believed that this Chinese airman has died. He expressed the U.S. side's regret about that. He also said the U.S. is very sorry for having entered Chinese airspace. This was a very sensitive issue, and the Chinese were very angry about this. So basically, he's given this letter to the Chinese Foreign Ministry. The Chinese Foreign Ministry have just held a news conference and said that because he has offered this letter to them and expressed sorrow and regret, they are prepared to allow the 24 crewmen down on Hainan Island to leave. They did not give any kind of time frame as to when the crew might be allowed to depart.
So the Chinese took these U.S. expressions of sorrow and regret as the apology they had been demanding.
Well, I think what's happened is that over the last few days, both sides have been negotiating hard because, of course, both sides have major domestic constituencies to keep happy. The Chinese side has said they must have an apology. The U.S. side has said they won't apologize. We had complete stalemate. So what they have come up with is a document that both sides are happy with, from which both sides can take away what they want. The Chinese are content that that sorrow and regret has been expressed, and the U.S. side can say that it has not expressed sorrow and regret in a way that implies a responsibility for the crash that happened over the South China Sea 10 days ago, and that was very important for the U.S. side.
Rob Gifford in Beijing.